Hi, everyone. Welcome to part two of this new series, Light at the End of the Tunnel, where we are discussing the 3 weeks we started last week. Again, I am Jordana Barachov. You can find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. Or if you want to email me, jbarachov@gmail. If you want to get onto the newsletter, you can contact Sheer Enjoyment. If you ever want to sponsor a class, let me tell you, there are so many people listening right now. Last week we had over 800 people live listening to this class, and it would be in such a great merit if somebody's not well or in memory of somebody. So contact Sheer Enjoyment. They'd love to have the classes sponsored. So let's get started. Now, I picked this title, The Light at the End of the Tunnel, because I'm referring to these 3 weeks as a tunnel. And a tunnel has a purpose. A tunnel is not the mainstay. The tunnel is not the end result. It's not the final destination. It's in order to get us to another location. So when we look at these 3 weeks that started with the fast of Yud Zayin Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, we would say that these narrow spaces that we have to pass through, like this tunnel that we have to pass through from and go from one place to another, it's not our stopping ground. It's really a vehicle to get us to another location. This signifies exile, banishment. You know, when we feel confined, we feel constricted. It's not a place here and it's not a place there, but rather it's as if there's no identity. I feel like I can't breathe. I feel like I can't function. I feel like as if I can't even spread my wings, but there's a purpose to it. Some people say, believe it or not, when I saw this, I thought this was such a beautiful thought. So please follow me. Follow in the thinking that I'm presenting to you because it's really mind-blowing. That really the narrowness that we have during these 3 weeks is not a matter of space being narrow and confined in space, but rather in time. Okay, so we're going to touch on that in a little bit of a second. I want to bring in a parable that I once read many years ago. I must have found this parable like 4 years ago or 5 years ago, probably closer to five, and I found it life-changing, really, really life-changing. And when I always look back on this parable, it really supports my tunnel that I'm going through. So listen very carefully. If anyone wants to know, I found it originally in the Quran Sidur that was by Rav Jonathan Sacks. A little boy once found a cocoon of a butterfly. One day, a small opening appeared. He sat and watched for hours as the butterfly struggled to squeeze itself out to the tiny hole. Then it stopped, as if it could go no further. The little boy decided to help the poor butterfly. He took a tiny pair of scissors and snipped off the remaining bit of the cocoon. The butterfly emerged easily, but it had a swollen body and shriveled wings. The boy waited and waited, expecting that at any minute the wings would expand to support the butterfly. But nothing happened. The butterfly spent the rest of its life dragging its swollen body around, and it was never able to fly. In his haste and kindness to help the butterfly, the little boy failed to understand that the struggle that the butterfly had to go through to push through the small hole in the cocoon was nature's way of forcing the extra fluid from its body and strengthening its wings. Only by struggling through the hole would the butterfly be ready for flight. Sometimes struggles are exactly what we need in our lives. If we did not struggle, we would not have the strength to fly. So how does this compare to what I'm talking about? That when we talk about these 3 weeks, these narrow places that we're in, or as I had said, not spaces, but rather these narrow time frames that we are in, that God is sending us a message that you're in this tunnel to grow, to learn from, and at the end, you can take flight. At the end, you're going to get out of this tunnel, and it's going to be very beautiful. And in order for us to return to this period of time in our imagination, the actual Talmud explains that there were a number of laws put into place to recreate this experience. Just as we mourn over a person and we have different stages of periods, if anyone has ever had to sit Shiva, God forbid, there's a time before burial, then there's the time of burial, then there's the week of the burial, then there's the month, then there's the year, and then there's the annual marking of somebody's death. So too, with Jewish law, we divide up this national mourning period into different grieving segments, so that the Yud Zayin Tammuz is the beginning. And here we are, midway, halfway, and we start off the fast. And these minor fasts are there to set up a tunnel for us, a way of thinking, a way of growing for us, which is unbelievable. Very much as we're like going behind our minds right here. I hope everyone's following this train of thought. That really this idea that God is saying, I'm prohibiting you from this sense of newness. If anyone is familiar, there are certain laws during the 3 weeks. One isn't allowed to make these major purchases because one isn't allowed to make the bracha, the blessing of Shechianu, this newness bracha, this newness blessing. So we don't celebrate newness or wonder during these 3 weeks, so that we don't say this blessing of Shechianu, which signifies new points in time or something that we've acquired, because this blessing marks an element of joy. And we try to refrain from this activity or any significant purchases during this time that might lead us to have this sense of happiness during the 3 weeks. So a new fruit, new clothing. So we just avoid purchasing new homes, any large purchases. This all symbolizes and signifies something positive, a positive change. So really, we are on task today, during these 3 weeks, is not to necessarily feel the physical confinement, but realize the time confinement. Now, there's a beautiful saying that when one enters the month of Adar, it says that we should be in abundance, increase our happiness. Mi shenichnas Adar, marbim b'simcha. When one starts the month of Adar, which is the month that has Purim, we increase our happiness. And then there's the flip side to that. It says that when we start the month of Av, which will be the beginning of the 9 days, which we'll talk about more next week, we are to minimize our happiness. A beautiful, beautiful thought comes from Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. He says that when it says, Mi shenichnas Av, mam atim b'simcha, one should minimize, because as Av approaches, we minimize with happiness. So it says that the simple placement of a pause, so again, if I say, Mi shenichnas Av, mam itim b'simcha. Again, when Av approaches, we minimize with happiness. Making that pause right before b'simcha changes the entire thought process of that phrase. That one is meant to minimize themselves, but even that we do with joy. But this is the time period that we're supposed to look inside ourselves, look inside our own little tunnel. And when we could do that retrospect and we could do the self-analysis and we can then reclaim our authentic self, we could come out at the right time. Timing is everything, just like the butterfly. We could come out at the right time and our wings will spread and we could fly. But we need to give ourselves that time. You can't do it too early, and you can't do it too late. So God sets up for us these 3 weeks where we hopefully can look inward. We could come closer within ourselves to rethink, to relook at what we're going through at our tunnel. But remember, it's tough. It's hard. It's not easy to look at ourselves. But we need to do it b'simcha, with happiness, and realize that it's not the end. It's not our final destination. This tunnel, these 3 weeks, it's not the end result. The end result is that light. The end result is that joy that we're going to get when we come out of these 3 weeks when we come out of this narrow state. So again, I hope you all enjoyed and take home this message. If you need to find me anywhere, drink it in _Jordana on Instagram or jbarachov@gmail.com. You want to reach out on Sheer Enjoyment to me, you can. And don't forget, you could always sponsor. You could sponsor next week's class or any other classes that appear on Sheer Enjoyment. Looking forward to teaching you again next week. Take care.